In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So it is the Sabbath in Capernaum. And where would you expect to find our Lord? In the synagogue, of course, teaching. But this teaching is not like the typical Sabbath teaching heard in that synagogue. This was raising eyebrows among virtually everyone, but for very different reasons. On one side, you have those who were filled with fear as they started to see this Jesus as dangerous. And it would not be long before this group would be plotting his death. But on the other side, we have those whose jaws are dropped, not in fear, but in total amazement, in awe, and love of the beautiful authority behind this man's beautiful teaching. Now, what is this teaching that can cause such a radically different response among the hearers? It is the gospel. It is the message of Christ, pure and simple. It is the news of what God has done in Christ to save us. That's it. Do you think that that is what the scribes had been teaching all along? Well, if they had been, they would have no fear of what this man was saying. No, there's reason for fear here. For their teaching was barren because it did not point to Christ. And all such teaching has no authority. It's similar in many ways to what happened at the Reformation. The church was very busy being about everything else but Christ. It had cooked up all kinds of requirements and laws, ways of heaping guilt and burdens on its people, instead of being the haven it was meant to be, where burdens are lifted, where the healing balm of forgiveness is freely bestowed in Christ Jesus. So when Luther started to shine the bright light of the gospel in a dark place where the law had reigned, it stirred things up. It caused a commotion. And that's an understatement. Now, this day in the synagogue, our Lord's teaching, with authority, stirred things up, caused a truly extraordinary commotion. A commotion that was the result of a deadly fear in the room that was far greater than that of the rabbis who had been upstaged. Of course, Satan and his crew were there. You will often find them in the holy places because that's where they have the most to lose. But on this particular day, they did not work quietly behind the scenes as they usually do. No, they took center stage in a man with an unclean spirit. And he cried out, "I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Now, just as Jesus faced Satan immediately after his baptism, so here, at the very beginning of his teaching, he's faced by this demon-possessed man. Satan's right there. Now, this tormented man made a true confession. In fact, his words are very similar to what Peter said to his Lord in the words, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. But our Lord's response to the two confessions is not in any way similar. Peter is praised and blessed for his confession. But the dynamic confession is rebuked, told to be silent, and cast out. And that's what caused the extraordinary commotion in the synagogue on that Sabbath. Now, there's an important lesson to be learned here about confession. And that is that there is more to a confession than the words. The same words may be said, but from a very different heart. In the case of Peter, he made the confession of his Lord out of love. In the case of the man with the unclean spirit, he spoke out of fear and unbelief. Now, this homily has had two parts. Part one, false teaching and preaching, is contrasted with true preaching and teaching that gives Christ. And part two of the homily is confession lacking love and belief is contrasted with confession that flows from a believing heart in love for Christ. Dear friends, this is not just a story about things that are past. The contrast and the problems surrounding part one and part two of this homily are very much alive. And they surround us today, often within our midst. Let us pray. Lord, keep us steadfast in your word. Curb those who by deceit or sword would wrest the kingdom from your Son and bring to naught all he has done. Lord Jesus Christ, your power make known, for you are Lord of lords alone. Defend your holy church that we may sing your praise eternally in the name of Jesus. Amen.